Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents pesky animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of Believe in Monster Trucks with the Monster Jam Lord. And I am your host, Monster Jam Lord, otherwise known as Reagan. And I just got back from Atlanta, Georgia for the first four ever Monster Jam shows at Atlanta Motor Speedway, which I will say, pretty much besides the All-Star Challenge in 2019, I think even more so than the All-Star Challenge in 2019, this was the most unique Monster Jam show, or the four uniquest Monster Jam shows I've ever been to. The track was insanely huge, over a quarter mile long, they were saying. Just seeing monster trucks at a speedway, it's something that used to be done before Monster Jam was even a thing, when it was just monster truck shows, when they were just side shows at, you know, got track, you know, track races and stuff like that, before monster trucks were what they are today. We have not seen Monster Jam run out of speedway, especially a NASCAR-sized speedway, in so long. I'm not counting the little mini dirt tracks like West Lebanon or Stafford Springs or anything like that, but we have not seen a NASCAR-sized speedway used for Monster Jam in forever, and especially modern Monster Jam, what it is now. It was by far the most unique show I've been to all year, let alone, I think, the most unique shows I've been to of all time. The track, two separate backflip ramps for normal shows, buses, cars, which, you know, I mean, they got the job done. You know, they did what they could. You know, I mean, they could have done a little better setups. They're kind of spread out in ways that I wouldn't have done. They put one of the bus stacks at the far end. I would have put it a little closer. But, hey, I'm just critiquing right now. Great track. I'm not taking anything away from the track. It's definitely one of the coolest tracks I've ever seen. For the fact that it was on a speedway and for the fact of just comparing it to other tracks I've been to, so awesome. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to be recapping the results from all four shows and recapping the shows themselves, because I did attend all four. All four are on my YouTube channel. If you want to check out footage from them, go over to Monster Jam Lord on YouTube. So let's get right into it. The first show on Saturday was completely rained out. It was raining all the night before, and the track did not recover because it was raining a little bit that day. And by the time the show started, the rain was done. But that did not stop Tom Mentz in Max D. Max D Fire is no more. He's now back in Max D. The first show that Tom's driven Max D at in over 3 years. Tom Mentz won racing, which was great to see. I mean, if, you know, Tom has not been on, I think that was his first racing win of the entire 2021 season, which is insane. Seeing Tom Mentz didn't get a racing win all year up until late April, that is insane. But Tom Mentz kicks off the weekend with a racing win against Ryan Anderson in the finals, which, who better to beat than Ryan Anderson in the finals? The, say, one of the best racers in the sport by far. And he won the racing. Tom also came out for the skills challenge this first show with a wicked muddy donut, which is, oh my god, Tom Mentz muddy donuts is, that's one of those things as a real Monster Jam fan that you cannot get enough of. Came out and won that, and Tom did not capture the third competition freestyle. That went to Todd LeDuc Monster Energy pretty much solely because he did a backflip. Todd did not have the best run of the night. I would say Tom, Adam, and Ryan Anderson all had better freestyles than Todd, but they just didn't do backflips, so the fans weren't as impressed as, you know, they should have been, because they don't really understand technicality and skill, but that's neither here nor there. But that did not stop Tom from capturing the overall event championship by far, with 35 out of 36 possible points he could have got. See, Tom got second in freestyle. Tom wins the overall event championship for show one in the mud out, the rain out, or whatever you want to call it. Which, it was kind of disappointing that the first show was muddy, because, you know, when you have a completely new experience like this, you want to see it for what it is, what it's supposed to be. You know, you don't want to be introduced to something new like this with all the rain, you know, because you're not seeing what the full capability of what this track could do. And if you ask me, I don't really think we saw the full capability of the track the entire weekend due to the rain, even including the next three shows that I'm about to recap. But hey, still to say that this was an incredibly entertaining show, an incredibly entertaining mud show. It was really good. The drivers did as best as they could, and I mean, some drivers do even better in the mud than they would on a normal track. Like Adam Anderson slinging those donuts, you know, he had the most room of all time, and Adam Anderson, what he does, it just goes like at least 30 miles an hour, like at least 30. He's got to be going more. And since there's no traction, slides and slides and slides the truck at 30 miles per hour and does donuts across the whole floor. One of the most entertaining moves in Monster Jam today. I mean, it's not like in Monster Jam that often because there's not many muddy shows, but just that is one of the most entertaining things of all time. I love it. Love seeing it every single time I get the chance. And I think Adam pulled that out for all but one show, so that was great. Got to see that for all three. Did not win any skill competition with that, but again, neither here nor there. That is the recap for show one in Atlanta, Georgia at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Moving on to the second show on Saturday evening. Our racing winner was Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson defeating Tala Duke Monster Energy, who did not end up winning any racing competitions this week, Tala Duke, but made it to the most final rounds of anybody. Awesome to see Todd... awesome to see Ryan getting the racing win right after being defeated by Tom a couple hours earlier. And this show had, you know, it was a little more dry, so there was a little more speed. You could really see the speeds that they were getting up to. Still a little wet, though. It wasn't quite perfect. The times were not as fast as they were on Sunday when it was sunny. And then for the skills challenge, your winner is Wildside Zach Garner, with a deserved skills challenge win. He had two nice hits, two nose wheelie hits, which were great. You know, we won by over 5/100ths, 9.521 over Tom's second place, 8.993. Great to see Zach Garner gain competition wins. He's only 20 years old, and he is gaining competition wins against, you know, the best field that Monster Jam's ever put together, with all these outstanding drivers. You know, just the Feld drivers, the 8 Feld trucks that they have at these shows are incredible. You know, it's the best of the best right now. But moving on to freestyle, your winner was Tom Mentz and Max D with, I would say, a deserved freestyle win, 9.317. Tom, at this point, he's already won everything this weekend. The second show, all he needed was a freestyle win to get everything, and he got everything. So there's Tom with the freestyle win this weekend, with a deserved freestyle, great run, great momentum, great speed. But I forgot to mention that before freestyle ended, about halfway through the pack and freestyle, the show was delayed due to rain. There was about a 45-minute delay because thunderstorms, because apparently when lightning gets too close to a stadium, we saw this in Orlando World Finals 2 years ago, apparently when there's lightning too close to a stadium, probably within 5 miles, I guess would be, you know, the criteria to meet, that you have to shut down a show because, you know, people get struck by lightning every day, you know, so you got to be shutting down the events. You know, it's such a safety hazard when, you know, everybody gets struck by lightning every day in the country. So, you know, I understand it, you know, it makes perfect sense to me. But again, neither here nor there. Your overall event champion for the Saturday evening show for Atlanta Show 2, Zach Garner, Wildside, gets his first ever stadium overall event championship in the field of, like, the greatest drivers of all time. This 20-year-old kid has so much skill, so much racing skill, so much two-wheel skill, and he's a great freestyler, which he proved back in Arlington a month ago, let alone on this giant Atlanta track. He was throwing down some of the best freestyles out of anyone. He is so impressive. The skill he has is really insane for how short of a time he's been driving. It's only his second season with Monster Jam, and he's already pulling out all these great moves, all these, you know, doing backflips. He did like 2 backflips this weekend and did a backflip in Arlington last month. You know, he's really good, really talented kid. So great to see him capturing an overall event championship over people like Tom Mentz, Ryan Anderson, Todd LeDuc. Adam Anderson makes no sense. I was saying it makes perfect sense with all the skill he's showing. He's doing incredible. So moving on to Sunday. Sunday was a sunny day, but still, the dirt was still holding a lot of water. As you could tell from show one, the afternoon show, it was just, the trucks were still sliding around, still not reaching the speeds they needed to. The skills challenge was still not where it needed to be with all the drivers. You know, they were not performing like how they should, really. A lot of the trucks were sliding around and couldn't get much balance during show 3. This did recover by show 4 at 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. but your racing winner for show 1 was Bakugan Dragonoid Ryan Anderson defeating Todd LeDuc in Monster Energy again. Ryan again gets 2 racing wins in a row, and he was, you know, the MVP this weekend, I think, of the racing track. He had the most fastest times. Him and Tom Mentz were like neck and neck with the times they were getting, and just, you know, no one else could touch them. They were doing so good. And that's expected, especially after Ryan's All-Star Challenge win, the racing win for the Chicago style, you know, doing those checkups, those checkup ramps so the trucks don't reach full speed. You know, when I first saw that those were on the track, I'm like, okay, yeah, Ryan's sweeping the whole weekend. He got 2, but not all 4. And your skills challenge winner for this show was Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid. He pulled out 2 nice wheelies over the checkup ramps in the racing lanes. And the skills challenge in this show still was not what a real skills challenge is supposed to be in Monster Jam, where a lot of trucks were just still doing donuts because it was slick, or failing because the track was too slick and just doing nothing burgers. But Ryan still, you know, he just like in Jacksonville earlier this year when it was raining, he pulled out some great wheelies. So that was great. 9.448 for Ryan Anderson, getting that skills challenge win. And your freestyle winner for show 3 Sunday afternoon, Bari Musauer, Zombie, 9.335. Great to see Bari winning competitions, but these are not the competitions he should be winning. Bari, I'm surprised that he only has 2 competition wins this year, and they're both in freestyle. I would expect him, especially with all of his arena talent, to have a lot of skills challenge competition wins this year, which he has 0. And same with racing. He is one of the best racers in the sport, especially, you know, proving that in Orlando 2 years ago. He technically won the racing championship, if you ask me. But, no, he just has 2 freestyle wins because, you know, he comes out 3rd and is the first truck to do a backflip that night, and the fans overscore him way too high. And this isn't taking anything away from Bari's skill or his runs. I mean, his run was still great, but it was definitely not the winning run for show 1 on Sunday. It definitely should have gone to people like Tom or Todd or Adam and Ryan, because they were really, this show, it was when they started pulling out what they really should have been doing on this track, where they were getting a lot more speed, a lot more craziness. The air they were getting off that bus stack in the middle, where it just, you know, the trucks were like, they would clip the top of the bus. The trucks would lean like all the way to the left side or the right side. It was awesome, but apparently the fans like Bari a lot more, because he did 1 backflip. But hey, what you gonna do? The fans, you know, they don't know what they're doing. They're not told enough how to score. Or it's not really they're told enough how to score, because they are. This is, no one pays attention enough. You know, no one's really there to be a judge. They're there to watch a show. And then when they hear, oh, I can score, then, you know, again, I talk about this every weekend, because it comes up every weekend. But it did not affect who I think was the deserving overall event championship winner for this show, Todd LeDuc, Monster Energy, 32 points, who tied with Ryan Anderson, 32 points, but had the higher freestyle score. So if you think Ryan had a better run, then you should think he won the overall event championship. If you think Todd had a better run, you think he should have won the overall event championship. But I cannot leave out that in show three, I would say had the highlight of the weekend, Tom Menz Max D's freestyle. He got giant air off of one of the checkup ramps for racing, landed onto the other little rolling hill, and the back tires caught, and he did a complete 180 forward, landed directly on the top of the chassis. Don't know how he survived that. This guy's been driving for over 25 years, and he still takes it like a champ. You know, he probably got out and felt completely fine. You know, the way the trucks handle, the way they soak up landings is insane that these drivers don't get injured more. But Todd, you know, he did a complete somersault, almost landed it, but truck flipped over on the right side. So that was the highlight of the weekend. Clips of that are on my Instagram at monster.jam.lord, and on my YouTube channel, Monster Jam Lord, is the full shows and freestyles, so you can check that out there. And moving on to the last show, Atlanta Show 4, the show on Sunday. Your racing winner, Tom Menz and Max D, once again defeats Talladega Monster Energy to win the racing finals in Atlanta, which, again, it's either, you know, two wins for Ryan in racing, two wins for Tom in racing. So it's pretty much, you know, they both got the same amount of wins, beat the same guys. So I think Tom was probably, he had the fastest time of the weekend in show four because the track was finally a little bit dry. He had like an 11 point something low. It was insane the number he had. It was like the last race of the night too. He pulled out the fastest time. It was insane. I wish I had the number right here in front of me, but compared to the other times, it was at least half a second faster, which on a track like that is a lot of ground to make up. Man, your skills winner for the last show was Adam Anderson Megalodon, who you would not figure to be winning a lot of skills challenges. He has, you know, not proved himself to be the best competitor for the skills challenge, but in this show he was. And that is, again, due to the dirt. The dirt was not on the driver's side this weekend for the skills challenge. Adam had a nice wheelie over one of the checkup ramps, and he carried out for a long way, and then did a nice sky wheelie on the other side of the track. And it was pretty much better than what anyone else did. You know, no one else had anything better than that. It was a bad luck night for the skills challenge this show. You know, Zach Garner did not have a good run. You know, Talladega did not have a good run. A lot of guys you'd expect to have good skills runs did not. So it was a perfect opportunity for Adam Anderson Megalodon to take that win. And you're a freestyle winner, which, again, I do not think was deserved, but it is pretty cool for him, was John Gordon Bad Company, who came out, you know, the first four or five and had, you know, a really nice run, a lot of momentum, a lot of speed. The hometown guy comes out, does a backflip, and I don't know if he meant to, but did a little bit tiny of a moonwalk afterwards. That was so cool to see. You know, I don't know if it was planned, but it looked really cool. And 9.290 was the freestyle competition score that he received, which got him the win. I think Zach Garner had a much better run. I think Adam Anderson had a much better run. Tom Menz, Ryan Anderson, especially Ryan Anderson, had such great momentum, but they just did not throw down backflips. So, again, the fans aren't going to understand that, you know, skill should weigh over one single wow moment. But, again, if you are a real fan, you would understand that. But, you know, when they say Monster Jam fans, the majority are people who are just trying to take their kid out for a good time, you know? So they're just there for those wow moments. They're going to score those singular wow moments a lot higher over a two-minute, you know, incredible run. So it's just something we're going to have to deal with. I say this every weekend. I just said it for the fifth time in this podcast, but it's disappointing, and it's not something I'd ever see changing, at least in the near future. But really cool to see was our overall event winner, who happens to be Barry Musauer in Zombie, 30 points over Ryan Anderson's Bogdan Dragonoid. Second got 30 points, but Barry had a higher freestyle score. So, and I remember clearly Barry did not have nearly as good a run as Ryan Anderson did in freestyle. It's just that the fans scored Barry way too high in the beginning of the show, and they scored Ryan way too low at the end of the show, which screwed Ryan out of his overall event championship. But it's not like Ryan needs any more. You know, Ryan has so many. He has the most out of anyone this year. So it is cool to see new drivers getting overall event championships. Two new drivers. Zach Garner got his first one of the season, and Barry Musauer got his first one of the season. So great to see. Not complaining about that at all. Surprised it took Barry all the way till April to get an overall event championship win. I thought he would have had one, at least one, during the 2021's championship series. But hey, at least he got one now, right? So that is all the recap results from the four Atlanta shows this weekend. Before I end the show, I'm going to give you guys all my schedule for Monster Jam for the next upcoming months into summer. So this weekend, I will be in Biloxi, Mississippi for the two arena shows coming up May 2nd. I will not be there for the first three on the 30th and the 1st. I will only be there for the two on the 2nd. I'm really excited for that because, you know, it's Mississippi. It's on the coast of Mississippi. That's going to be awesome to start off with, let alone that we're seeing Tristan England's first appearance in the 2021 season under Megalodon, who his arenas are his element. And this is, you know, another personal reason why I wanted to go to this show is because I have never seen Scott Hartsock in all the 60 plus shows I've been to. I've never seen Scott Hartsock and Gunslinger compete once in my life. So I just had to make that happen, you know, because who knows how many years he's got left on his career. He's been driving for over 25 years. So I have to see him at least once, which I will be seeing him twice for show 4 and 5 in Biloxi, Mississippi. Then I got a week off. May 14th, 15th, and 16th, I'll be in St. Louis, Missouri for the three stadium shows at the Dome at America Center, which will be great. Same lineups that we've been seeing throughout the whole year. The week after that, I'll be in Oklahoma City's show 4 and 5 for those arena shows there. It looks like a bigger lineup. Looks like all the Garner trucks will be there and at least four Feld trucks. And I think Elvis Linas will be making his debut in Mohawk Warrior there, which is some cool news that has been announced this weekend. Second Mohawk Warrior truck for the Great Clips team, and it's going to be driven by Elvis Linas. That was some big news announcement for Monster Jam. Then the week after that, I will be in Glendale, Arizona for those two shows, May 29th and 30th, which I love that stadium. I love State Farm Stadium. So big, so cool. Love it. And also, talking about right now, I've talked about this on the podcast last week, but I will be in North Carolina, the Outer Banks, North Carolina, at Digger's Dungeon for Dennis Anderson's Extreme Monster Truck Experience, which I will be filming as much as I can and put as much of it as I can on my channel. June 3rd, I will be there for June 3rd for the 6 a.m. appointment. It's going to be so fun. Going to be like a lifelong dream I never knew was possible, accomplished. Checked off my bucket list that it wasn't even on my bucket list to be driven around by Dennis Anderson, but hey, it's something I get to do. I'm lucky enough to do in my life, so that will be on the channel. Stay tuned for that. That will be June 3rd. Then June 12th and 13th, there are three shows in Indianapolis, Indiana, at Lucas Oil Stadium, which will be awesome. Same lineup that we've been seeing all year, which is not a complaint. I keep saying that, but it's a great thing. This is the best lineup that we've seen at Monster Jam in so long. And then the postponed shows from January that were moved to July in San Antonio, three shows, July 3rd and 4th. I will be there. I at the time when they postponed it, I refunded my tickets. I recently just rebought them. So I will be there in San Antonio for the 4th of July weekend. So that's it. That is at least 15 shows that I still got upcoming for Monster Jam up until July 4th. So that's my schedule. Stay tuned to my channel to continue watching, to continue keeping up with Monster Jam news, and make sure to follow this podcast for all the Monster Jam news that you need. Subscribe to me on the Believe Podcast Network, anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Believe in Monster Trucks, Monster Jam Lord. If you want to check out all my Monster Jam footage, go to youtube.com/C/Monster Jam Lord, or just type Monster Jam Lord in on YouTube. Follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord to keep up with where I'll be. You know, little smaller updates or even bigger updates are probably going to be there first before the YouTube channel. So yeah, follow me there, follow Monster Jam Lord, subscribe, check out the merchandise. And that is it. I'll talk to you all next week and give you guys an update on Biloxi, Mississippi next week for the results from that show. Thanks for watching, everybody. Have a good one.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards. When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.